Daf Tzadik Hey, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Bey. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing a chiddush that was suggested by Rav Huna on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said, "Hamoicha peiros l'chaveiro." If somebody sells peiros to his friend, "Hareza mekabel olav roiva tinoifes." It's understood between the buyer and the seller, even if it wasn't explicitly stipulated, that even though they agreed on a certain measurement of tefuah, there will be a little bit of psoilus included in that measurement. The reason is because when people take tefuah out of the ground, inevitably there are going to be some undesirables, whether it's kitnius, whether it's tsroiris, whether it's afar. There's an understanding that it's not going to be 100% pure peiros, but there will be some taruvus of psoilus that the buyer wasn't really interested in buying inside. As a result, hareza mekabel olav roiva tinoifes, said the Mishnah, the buyer has to take upon himself for every saw of tefuah that he buys, a roiva hakav of tinoifes. What exactly does tinoifes mean? So the Gemara said, it depends. If we're talking about kitnius, you'd have to take the full roiva. If we're talking about Sroiris or Afar, the buyer would have to take upon himself a certain shear, but not the full Roiva. It'd be a little bit less than a Roiva. The Mishnah said the same would be true if somebody buys Te'enim. Harezim a Kabbalah of Esmetulay Slamea. For every 100 Te'enim that a buyer buys, it's understood that 10 of them are going to be wormy. They're not going to be Royal Achila. If somebody buys a cellar of wine, it's understood that 10 barrels may not be so good. If somebody buys Kankanim and Sharoin, again, the understanding is that 10 of these Kankanim out of 100 that were purchased may not be good. Meaning there's an understanding that there's a certain amount of what this person bought that can be psoilus, and if he finds out that it's psoilus, he can't come back and say that he wants his money back. It's not a mekachtois. There's going to be no recourse. Stating that, let's say it's more than a kav of tinoikes for every saw. Let's say there were more than 10 te'enim mitulois for every 100. Avada hareza mekachtois. Said Rav Huna, in the event that there was more than the shear, so Hamoicha Peres L'Chaveiroi, and there was more than a Reva Kav of Tinoifes, with Aloch is Lekeach can come and he can demand recourse. At that point, Aloch is that not only could he say that I want you to give me more Chitin, so that we'll adjust the Tinoifes so that it will be within the shear of a Reva. Hareza Menape Eskulai. At that point, once you're going back, you have a right to take everything back. And the Gemara said, Amri Lo Dina, the Amri Lo Knosa. The Arichos of the Gemara was discussing the Amri Loknasa, which was that Rav Huna was saying that it's not so much Me'ikar Adin that I believe that, but it's more that we're going to knas the Moicher. Why would you cancel the Moicher? Because the whole yisoid of why we're okay giving the Moicher or forcing the Lekeach to take a Reva is because it's understood that there's always a little bit of kitnius, a little bit of tsroiris, a little bit of afar inside the tefuah that's being sold. So up to a Reva, that's normal, that's okay. You can't have any tainas on the moicher. There's no reason to assume there was any malice. And it's also understood that the lekeach was probably moichel. But once you have more than a roiva, now there's something fishy. Now we're already suspicious. It looks like this person went with kavon and he diluted his tefuah because he's going to make a much better return on investment. Tzreiros cost him nothing. You pull it out of the ground. Chitin, that involves tercha, that involves yegia. That's something that has a real expense. So now we already think that this person's playing games. Being that he's playing games, we're going to cancel him. What's the knas going to be? That not only do you have to adjust and give back the little bit of tefuah to make the tinoifes reflect the roiva that is okay, but arezim and apes kula. At that point, you're going to have to give everything back. And the Gemara said that even though Rav Huna said a very specific halacha with regards to this Mishnah, Perek HaMoicha Peiros, but really it has global ramifications. Because if you think about the fundamental principle of Rav Huna, what Rav Huna is really saying is that once we cancel a person for doing something wrong, we don't just cancel him and force him to adjust the thing he did wrong, but at that point, kansinan hetera ati yisura. Meaning, really, all we should cancel is the yoiser miraiva, because that's the chelik over here that's not good. Why are we going ahead and why are we saying that once we make you give back the what's more than a roiva, we're going to force you to give everything back. Mechateisa, up to a roiva, that's okay. That's a Mishnah. Every time you have up to a roiva in a sale, it's fine. The Teretz says, because once we cancel, we're going to cancel everything, which is what the Gemara calls kansinon hetera ati isura. And if you're going to tell me that Rav Huna holds kansinon hetera ati isura, says the Gemara, then I have a bunch of tzushtals. I could shtel to this halacha to sugyas and mesachtes kalayim. I could shtel to this halacha to the famous mona shlishi, sugyas and shnayim meichsin and perek hamafkid. I could shtel to this sugya, as we're going to see right now, this first Gemara, to a sugya in Hilchas Ribbis, because although we're not learning a sugya that has anything to do with Shnayim Meichs and Metalas, we're not learning a sugya that has anything to do with Ribbis, but there's a principle over here that really applies to other sugyas of Shas as well. And that is Kansinon Hetera Ati Yisura. What's the Heter? Up to the Reva. What's the Yisura? Yaisami Reva. Once we cancel the Yaisami Reva, at that point we're going to cancel everything. But one thing is clear, it's self-evident, but just speak it out as Akdoma. The Gemara said at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara is going to say in the beginning of this daf as well, that this is really not a classic case of a Kansinon Hetera Ati Yisura. Why not? Because number one, the minute we suspect that this person was playing games, and that's why there's Yosem Yireva, so then the up to a Reva is not either Hetera. The whole yisoid of why up to the Reva is Hetera is because we assume it was an honest mistake. It's natural. It makes sense that there'd be a little bit of psalus. So there's no reason for us to assume that he did something wrong. The moment there's more than a Reva, now we suspect something happened. If something happened, then everything is really Yisura. It's not Hetera and Yisura. It's really all Yisura at that point. There's a flip side as well, the Gemara is going to say. And that is, we don't even know for sure that the Isser is Isser. Because maybe, really, it's all a Teira. And just like people make honest mistakes to up to a Reva, maybe he pulled out of the ground Yosemi Reva. So the emes is, if you think about it, the Hetera is Lav Davka Hetera, and the Isura is Lav Davka Isura. But at first glance, the Gemara thinks this is a case of Hetera and Isura. And if Rav Huna holds that we don't just cancel the Isura, we cancel the Hetera as well. So you say, Meres, Rav Huna holds Kansinan Hetera at the Isura. And for that reason, the Gemara is telling it to different Sugi Zashas, where you find this idea of Kansinan Hetera at the Isura. So we're 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalad Amid Beis, the last Kashan Rav Huna. Toshma, Shtar, Sheishbe Ribbis. If there's a Shtar that has Ribbis, so the Shtar says Ruvain loan Shimon $100, and Shimon's going to give Ruvain back $150. Koinzenoi said, Aloch is that we cancel the mouth, Veinagoiva, he has no right to collect, Loyas Akeren, not the $100 that he loaned, the Leib of Leyas Ribbis, he can't collect. The interest says, well, Divei Rab Meir, Azoi Halt, Rab Meir. Now, what do you see from there? Not only in a Shtar Sheish Be Ribbis can you not collect the Ribbis, but you also can't collect the Keren. Now, Bishlami, the Ribbis you can't collect. That makes a lot of sense. Why the Rabbanon would say, don't collect the Ribbis? That's Isura. You are every Isura de Raisa. But the Keren? That was okay. That was a tear. You have a right to lend somebody $100 and demand $100 back. It's the ribbis you're not allowed to take. Elamai, Remeir holds, Kansinon, Hetera, Ati Yisura. So you see clearly, this you said, which is very consistent with Rav Huna says. It says the Gemara, can you bring a raya from the Tana Remeir to this chiddush of the Amora Rav Huna that can see in a Teira Ati Yisura? But the Gemara says the chiluk that we just spoke at. Hachi hash the hasam over the Mishas Ksivot Avalei Suma. Over there, there's for sure Yisura. There's for sure Yisura. Being that this Vada Yisura, it was for sure Ribbis, so maybe there we say can see in a Teira Ati Yisura. But Hach over here, Miyemi da Ruvei Yarev, maybe there's no Yisura. Maybe it was all by mistake. Maybe when he pulled the Tfuah out of the ground, he got more than a Reva of Kittenis. Maybe he got more than a Reva of Offer and Sword. Being that it's not a clearly defined Yisura, so it's not Muchach that Rameya would hold of Rav Huna's Chiddush. Rav Huna, Meir Takis said, Kansina Terot Yisura. Where there's a Vada Yisura, but in this case, there's no Vada Yisura. Toshma mi Seifo. Bring a Raya from the Seifo. Chachamim Meirim, the Chachamim in that Mishnah, in that Sugya regarding Ashtar Sheish Beribis, argue with Rav Meir, and they hold, Goyve Esa Karen, Ve'ena Goyve Esa Ribis. You could be Goyve the Karen, however, you cannot be Goyve the Ribis. What does it sound like at first glance the Chachamim hold? Loi kansinon hetera at the Isura. Because even though there was Ribbis, so there's Isura, but Goy there's a Karen. You could get the heter. But the Gemara says, Hachi Hashin, it's not in the social throw for me. Don't ask a kasha from the Chachamim on Rav Huna. Because Hasim over there, Vade counted hetera. Maybe over there, the Chachamim weren't Goyzer hetera at the Isura, because at least the heter was Vade heter. But Hach over here, Miyemi the Kulilai Ruve Yarev, maybe there's no heter at all. Maybe it's really all Isser. These were the two svaras we spoke out. The bottom line is, this hetera at the Isura is an unconventional hetera. Because we're not positive that the heter is heter. Maybe he was ma'ar of everything. We're not positive the isur is isur. Maybe he wasn't ma'ar of anything. In sharp contrast to a shtar sheyesh beribis, where there's a clearly defined heter, that's the money that was loaned, and there's a clearly defined iser. That's the interest that's being charged. So it's true, there's machloikas remaining the chachamim, conceding that teirat yisura. But that is where there's a vaday heter and a vaday iser, where there's no clearly defined heter, there's no clearly defined yisura. Could be over there that halacha is going to be different. Toshma, the Tani Rav and Barav Nosin, lo yasam moiser, bovad u'machzer, ela machzer lo yas kol arvon kulon. So the context of this halacha is the Mishnah in the beginning of the next Perek base core, the perhaps most infamous Perek, Masechtas Bava Basra. It's infamous simply because of all the complicated pictures that you'll see in the Rashbam when you take a look over there. But either way, the halacha is if somebody sells a base core offer, a base core is a parcel of land that's made up of an area where you can grow 30 saw of chitin. The halacha is, it's understood that some of the land is going to be undesirable, or at the same time, it's understood that maybe when they measure, they're not going to measure 100%. So there's a certain amount of more or less land that comes along with the sale. So the halacha is that for every saw, a roiv of kav would be included or excluded. So let's say the buyer ended up getting 30 roiv hakavs more than he thought he was getting, so the buyer is going to be very happy, the seller would have no recourse. The reason is because a base core is made up of 30 saw. For each saw, it's the lekeach is entitled to an extra roiv hakav if that's what he ended up getting. There's an implied mechila, so that's something that he would be able to get. What if it was more than a roiv hakav for each saw? At that point, you have to give it back. Said Ravin by Rav Nosin that in the event that the buyer got more than a roiv hakav for each saw in this base core that he got, and now the halach is you have to return. So what do you return? You don't just give back the moiser. Ela machzel is kol arvon kulon. You have to give it all back. Alma, what do you see from here? That when you have to return, you have to return everything. So this is the chamafurish right to Ravuna. What did Ravuna say? That if the buyer ends up getting more than a roiva of tenoifes, so you don't just give back the difference to bring it under the roiva, you have to give everything back. But the Gemara says, Hachi hashta, hasam over there, hein chasiv, hein yasir, amale, mir revia loy chashiv, yesim revia chashiv. There, it's a little bit different. The reason it's different is because in the case of the base core, the only time the halacha is that the buyer may be entitled to more than the base core, a roiv hakav for each saw that he got, it's only if there was language that was specifically expressed at the time of the sale. So if the seller and the buyer agree, I'm buying a base core, pachas yoiser, give or take. Hein chaser, hein yoser. That's the Aramaic way of saying give or take. So if that was stated, over there the halach is, oh, give or take. So they said before that it's not going to be exact. Meaning, really it has to be exact. It's only because there was language that suggested that it doesn't have to be exact, that the halacha is that it doesn't have to be exact. But being that without that language, the halacha would be, it has to be exact, it's for that reason the halacha is that you see that the moichel is really not so into being moichel. So that when it's more than the shear, at that pace, you'd have to give everything back. But in a case where you don't need extra language for the halacha to be that you're entitled to more, so you see that the buyer and seller are more nachis to a mechila. If they're more nachis to a mechila, in that case, it could be the halacha would be that when you have to return, you don't have to return as much. Thus, you have no raya from base core to Rav Huna's halacha. Either way, the next three lines, some are not geiris, so we're going to skip to the Toshma. Another attempt to prove or disprove Shitas Rav Huna. Toshma, ha'oina. So what's the basic rule of thumb when it comes to oina? Pachas mishtos, if it's less than a shtos, nikne mekach. We imply there's a mechila. Yoisa mishtos, batol mekach. There's a mekach tos. Shtos, what if it's a shtos? So really, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. But the halacha is what the Gemara says here. Kana, the kinyan is in effect. Umachzer oina. The halacha is, the oina has to be returned. So if somebody overpaid by an exact sixth, the halacha is, the mekach is kayin. The buyer doesn't have a right to say mekach tois, more than a six, mekach tois. But if it's a six, exactly, there's no mekach tois. Stating that, the moicher has an obligation to give back the oino. Frank Demar Amai, why does he have to give back the oino? The hadra pachas mishtos. Why don't you just give back a little bit? Adjust the oino to be less than a shtos. Once that it's less than a shtos, there's no problem, because pachas mishtos, nikne mekach. So why do you have to give the whole thing back? Shma mina, says the Gemara, kol heichi debayi lahadure, kulam hader, that whenever the halach is that you have to return, you don't just return enough to adjust the number to a point where you wouldn't initially have had to return. But once you return, kula mahadir, you have to give everything back, which would be very consistent, again, with what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said that if the seller gave the buyer more than a roiva hakav, at that point, the halach is machzer es kula. But the Gemara says, hachi hashta, no lamdan would let a kasha like this fly. It's not a tzushta. Hasam over there, meikara shava, b'shava amale. In the case of Aina, when there's a buyer and a seller, the buyer thinks that if he's paying $100 for this item is worth $100. Miu, bachas mishtus le'idiyamana. If he was fooled less than a shtus, he doesn't realize that he was fooled. U'machal enish. And it's for that reason, he's meichal. Shtus, and this is the punchline, if the Aina was a shtus, Yediya v'loy machal enish. At that point, we assume that he wasn't meichel. If he wasn't meichel, he wasn't meichel anything. Meaning, the way Aina works, pachas mishtos, it works with mechila. So up to a shtos, we assume you were meichel. Once it's a shtos, we assume you weren't meichel. If I wasn't meichel, I wasn't meichel. So you have to give me everything. The only reason you can ever keep my money if you rip me off less than a shtos is because I was meichel it. I was only meichel it if it was less than a shtos. If it's a shtos, I wasn't meichel. So what are you going to tell me? You ripped me off $100. Had you ripped me off $90, it would have been within the shtos. Oh, because it was $100, now it's a shtos. I got it. But it doesn't mean you can give me back $10. You can only give me $10 if you would say that I was meichel 90 out of the 100. It's only the $10 that I wasn't meichel. Okay, so give me back the $10, keep the 90. The point is, once you ripped me off $100, I was not meichel anything. If I was not meichel anything, you have to give me back the whole $100. As opposed to Rav Huna's case, where you don't have this far. Yes, last raya, if somebody is mekabel a field from his friend, and his obligation was lita, he's going to plant the field. It's understood that not all the trees that he plants are going to knack. So for every 100, if 10 of these trees end up not producing fruit, there's no recourse. You can't come over to your mekabel, to your oris, and say that we had a deal. It was an arrangement. No. Up to 10%, it's understood that maybe it's not going to work. What if he messes up more than 10? 11 trees. At that point, you have to give him everything. What's the kasha? Or what's the raya? It's a raya to Rav Huna. This is exactly what Rav Huna said. Because otherwise, why can't the mekabel just tell him, listen, up to 10, you were going to be meichel anyways. It was understood up to 10. I did 11. So here's one. I'll pay you for that one. But the other 10, we should forgive. I'm Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. It's not a right Rav Huna either. Kol yeser mikan kabalita mitchila dami. The way we look at a field that has 11 trees out of 100 that didn't grow, we look at that as a field for itself. It's as if there's a field within the field. So it's true. In a field, if 10% of the trees didn't grow properly, there's no taina on the mekabel. How come those trees didn't grow properly? But when there are 11 trees, as opposed to 10, if there are 11 trees, we don't say 11 random trees in a field. The 11 trees are considered a sada b'fnei atzman. To the extent that they're considered a sada b'fnei atzman, at that point, we don't look at it as if the mekabel just didn't knack some trees. We look at it as if he was given a job to go plant this field and he didn't touch the field. Oh, you didn't touch the field, then fashteitzach, you can't tell me that I'm going to now go plant one tree in this field, where there's 11 trees, because now you planted one out of 11. That's not good. If you plant 10 out of the 11, that would be okay, because the one that he wouldn't plant would reflect the 10%, which he doesn't have to plant. But it's 10% of a field. The problem is when he leaves at 11, for some reason, 11 is the magic number. Ayin b'rashba. That's the magic number. If you leave at 11, then 11 is looked at as a sada b'fnei atzmai. If it's looked at as a sada b'fnei atzmai, at that point, there's no recourse. Either way, ad kan, this first part of the sugya. So before we go weiter, just wanted to go back for a moment to the sugya of Hilchot Mamon Acharoid, or Ein Hilchot Mamon Acharoid. The first sugya over here in the parak, and just speak out one more piece of raid, and then we'll finish the daf. And that is, so the first sugya here in the perek was Machlekes Rav and Shmuel Hamicha Shalach Haver. If somebody sells a shor to his friend, the nimtza nakhon, and the shor was found to be a nakhon. Because it's a nakhon, this shor is going to have to be killed. He's a detriment to society to keep him alive. Not necessarily because he's a shor amud, but the point is, what am I going to do with a shor that's a nakhon? The buyer now comes and he says, I bought this shor to keep alive. I wanted him to be chayrish in my field. I had a lot of jobs for this shor to do. Now I have to kill it, and I'm only going to be able to eat it. Had I known that, I would have never bought it. He's tiny mekach toys. Says the Gemara, the Metzias is that most buyers, when they buy shvarim, they taka buy it l'radya. They buy it with the intent that that's exactly what they're going to do. And it's for that reason, Rav says, the lekeach's taina is a good taina, because it's supported with the raif. Because raif people taka buy it for that intent. So it was understood at the time that lekeach bought the shor, that he bought it l'radya, being that he can't use it l'radya, hareza mekach toys. Shmuel holds, it's true that the raif is supporting the taina of the lekeach, but ein holchim v'moman acharet. Had he spoken it out meforish, then avada, that would have been a condition of the sale. But he never spoke it out. You want it to be self-understood because of the raif. Ein holchim v'moman acharet. It's true there's a concept of raif, but not when it comes to the imamis. And being that ein holchim v'moman acharet, when it comes to the imamis, it's for that reason the halacha is, in this case, you're not going to be able to go basar raif. Reb Kiveger in Gilyon HaShas, in this sugya, and Daftzad Gimel Amid Aleph, and Reb Kiveger in Chuvis, Maduri Tinyana Simin Kuf Gimel, brings what at first glance seems to be a gevaldige chiddush from the Chumash Hadashin. Chumash Hadashin said that even though Shmuel said, ein holchim v'moman acharet, and for Shteitzach, we all know that whenever there's a machlekes is Rav and Shmuel, so be Isuri, we paskin like Rav. Bim Mamoini, we paskin like Shmuel. And here we're dealing with Mamoini. Holchim bim Mamon, acher harayv. So this is Mamoini. So Avada, the halach is like Shmuel, the ein holchim v'moman acharet. But said the Chumash Hadashin, that's only if the roiv was a ruba de lese kamon. But Aruba de Issa Kamon, over there, even Shmuel's going to be Moida, and Fashteitzach, then that's going to be the halacha, that Holchim Maman Acharet. The Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, it was only by Aruba de Lesa Kamon. But by Aruba de Issa Kamon, said the Shumas Hadeshen, the halacha is going to be Holchim Maman Acharet. So what's the difference between Aruba de Lesa Kamon, Aruba de Issa Kamon, just to refresh? Aruba de Lesa Kamon is, for example, this Machloik is right here. Ruba de Radia Zafne. You have a person, he bought a shar. At the time that he bought the shar, he didn't clarify what his intention was to do with the shar. Did he buy the shar to use it to be chayresh? Or did he buy the shar to have dinner for the next few months? Most people, when they buy shvarim, they buy a l'radya. As a result, you could assume that this person is from the raiv, and the halacha, therefore, should be, we should be hoylech basa raiv. Now this roiv, the roiv people that buy shvarim l'radya, are they in front of you right now? Are they all standing here in this room? No. It's the 7 billion people on planet Earth. So the roiv is lesser kamon. The miyut of people that buy a shor just to eat, to shecht it, they're also lesser kamon. That's a ruba de lesser kamon. The roiv is not here. The miyut is not here. The roiv and the miyut are not here. Ruba de lese kamon. Zezen in Ishda. It's in that case that Rav and Shmuel argued their halacha whether Holchim Maman Acharet or Ein Holchim Maman Acharet. Ruba de Issa Kamon would be where the roiv and the mirt are in front of us right now. You have three pieces of meat that are right here. Two of them are kosher, one of them is not kosher. There's a roiv, two kosher pieces of meat. There's a mirt, one non-kosher piece of meat. The roiv is Issa Kamon and the mirt is Issa Kamon. Or the classic case of roiv, Achir Rabba Mahatis. You have a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel. You have 23 dayanim. 13 people say that Ruvain's Chayv Misa. 10 say he's not Chayv Misa. You're going to kill him. You go Basar Roif, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, Achi Rabba Mahatis. The 13 people that are saying Chayiv are standing right here. The 10 people that are saying Zakeh are standing right here. It's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. By a Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's what it says, Chumash Hadeshen. When did Rav and Shmuel argue Ruba de Radya Zavni, Ruba de Leska? Ruba de Issa Kamon said, Reb Kiveger, that even though Muscha Rishon, it sounds like, wow, a Gevaldige Chiddush, but if you think about it for a moment, or if Reb Kiveger thinks about it for a moment, Sigarnish Tazagris. Today he says, why? Because the emesis Tosi asked the kasha, but the kamuch of Zayin Amid Beis, Sanhedrin daf Gimel Amid Beis, that what's Pashup Shana and Shmuel? Shmuel holds, Ein Hocham Maman Acharet. You always go Basar Roif. Even by Din and Nefashis, you go Basar Roif. So what's Pashup Shana and Shmuel? So a few days ago, we spoke out the Chiddush of Tosi Sanhedrin daf Gimel Amid Beis, where Tosi says that the Rubel Uradia Zavni is not a regular Roif, it's like Choshev, Davin Milum and Mem Hei Beis, based on Ritvan Ramban, Mesachtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Amid Beis, it's a Roif Atoli Beratzin, it's a Roif Atoli Beminik, that's not such a good Roif. Meaning, Shmuel maybe really holds Holcha B'Maman Acha Roif, there's something unique about this Roif, but that's a very big Chiddush, tucked away in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. That's not the Pashup Shad. The Pashup Shad and why Shmuel holds Ein Holcha B'Maman Acha Roif, says Tosfos in Perek HaMiniach of Zayin Amid Beis, is because, although it's true that every time there's a Roif, there's a roiv, but keneged the roiv, there's also a mir. When you're dealing with dina mammonis and you're trying to be moitzi mammon, the person that you're trying to be moitzi mammon from has a cheskes mammon. He's a muchzik. Ha-moitzi mechaveri all of a roiv. So if you want to now be moitzi mammon al yidei roiv, what we're going to say is smoich miyuta lichazaka. Take the miut, which you always have keneged the roiv, be mitstar of it, to the muchzik, the cheskes mamon, smoich miyuta lechazaka, the halach is going to be that the miyut and the cheskes mamon together are going to be other from the roiv. So the yisoid of why ein halcha b'mamon achar roiv is because keneged the roiv there's a miyut, there's also a cheskes mamon, smoich miyuta lechazaka, that trumps the roiv, thus the halach is going to be ein halcha b'mamon achar roiv. So that's, it's true. Always you go basarai, because always you don't have smaych miyutal chazaka. Over here, where you have smaych miyutal chazaka, over here the halacha is going to be that you can't go basarai, thus shmul halacha of ein halacha mamon acharev. Zok, Rav Kiva Eiger, it's mavur in a Rashi, Masechtas Kedushin, that payment aleph, that when do you say smaych miyutal chazaka, that's only by a ruba the lesser kamon. By a ruba the lesser kamon, we give chashivas to the miyut. And being that we give chashivas to the miyut, you can take the miyut, you can combine it together with the cheskes mamon, and that will be other from the roof. But anytime there's a ruba de isa kamon, it's mavur, you don't say smaych miyuta l'chazaka. The miyut is command the lesser dummy, although in svar you could see it fakir. But azay is mavur, in rashi, kedushin, da peyam, and aleph. So if you don't have a smaych miyuta l'chazaka, buy a ruba de isa kamon, says pasha to chumas adesh, and says repeat. Because really, there's no reason not to go basaroi by dini mamon. It's nice viskasha. Why should dine mamonis be worse than dine nefashis? You always go bas deroiv. Dine mamonis should be erger. The teretz is, it's because keneged deroiv by a dine mamonis, you have a miyut, and you also have a cheskes mamon. And smoich miyut al chazaka. Okay. When do you say smoich miyut al chazaka? That's only by Ruba the lesser kamon, where you could see the miyut, to be mitzarefit with the cheskes mamon, to say that that will be other from the roiv. But by a Ruba the isa kamon, you don't see the miyut. And being that you don't see the miyut is commandalei sedomi. If the miyut is commandalei sedomi, it's for that reason that Allah is going to be, it's for that reason that the Allah is going to be that holcha b'mamon acharei. Then it says, Rav Kivega says, that if you take a look in the Rashbam, on the Aftzad, the Gimel Amad Aleph, the Rashbam is kemat mefurish. The Rashbam in Dibra Maskel, the Hu Gufei Mochzik, the Kimen, the Hu Oimei Betzidei Azlinen Basa Umdeno, Abo Basa Ruba, the Lesser Kamon, Loi Azlinon. Rashbam was saying it to be Mefarish, one of the Gemaras and the Cheshvan and the Aftzad, the Gimel Amanal, but the Rashbam says Mefarish, Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Why do you add in those words, Ruba the Lesser Kamon? It's a Trumas Hadeshen. Because the whole reason why El Chamam and Acharoyv is because Smoich Mutal Chazaka, you have to have a Chashivas for the Mir. You only have a Chashivas for the Mir by Ruba the Lesser Kamon, but Ruba the Lesser Kamon. In that case, you're not going to have a Chashivas for the Mir. Stating that, Rabbi Kivega says, if you look in the beginning of the Sugyo, it was Mashma Punk Fakert. Because when the Gemara said the Chilik, Shmuel said, Kiyazlina Basa Ruba Bi Isura. But b'mamoina loy, says the Rashbam, what does it mean b'yisura? K'goin teisha chanuyos meichres basar shchuta. There were 9 stores that sold basar shchuta. V'achas meichres basar nevela. And 1 store sold basar nevela. D'amrina, what do we say? Nimsa, if you find a piece of meat in that little cul-de-sac, halach achar roiv. You go basar the roiv. You hear this, Rashbam? The Rashbam is saying, explaining Shmuel, who holds enachem mamon achar roiv. When do you go basar roiv? By Isura. When do you not go Basarayv? B'mamayna. Says Rashbam, I'll give you an example of when you go Basarayv. There were 10 stores. 9 sold Basar Shchuta, 1 sold Basar Nevela. You found a piece of meat. Did it come from the 9? Did it come from the what? You go Basarayv. Because it's Isura. It's a Shaila, it's a kosher meat or not kosher meat. That's a Sugyan and Yerideya. Not a kosher mishpah. Zokrab Kiveger. If the only time you say Ein Hachal Mamon Acharoyv is by a Ruba the Lesser Kamon, but by a Ruba the Issa Kamon, you go Basarayv. If you would have the same exact case, Teisha Chanuyos, we're in the equivalent thereof of Mamoina, you would also go Basarayv. Because Teisha Chanuyos is not a Ruba the Lesser Kamon, it's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. What's the Roy? The 9 stores, they're right in front of you. What's the Mia? The 1 store, it's right in front of you. It's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. Ruba the Issa Kamon, you go Basarayv even by Mamon. So Frank of Tivek, you know what Rashbam should have said? Rashbam should have came up with a case of Isura that's a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. And by the case of Isura of Ruba the Lesser Kamon, that's where he should have spoken out this chilik between Isura and Mamoina. Because a case of Ruba the Issa Kamon, even by Mamoina, you're going to end up going Basarayv. So Rav Kiveger says, the Chumas Hadesh and Lanias Daita is Poshin in light of Toysa Bergamir, Kafchav Zayin, and this is real first Seder Nishiv. And it's always Mavur in the Rashbam and outside Gimel and out. Oh, but Frank from Kivegan, Gilian, Ashasi, Blight, Sarachin, he asked the Kashan, the Chuvah says, well, and that is, that how does it stem with this Rashbam and Tzadik Bezam and Bez, who made a very edel tushtal? Rashbam wasn't getting so. So you want an example of Roiv? Teisha Chanuyos. Frank from Kivegan, Teisha Chanuyos, that's the wrong example. Because if you had an equivalent of Teisha Chanuyos by Mamoina, you'd also go Basar Roiv. Based on this idea that it's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. The emes is that in Yeshiva, I saw this in Dater Shmuel, they say that this is Poshe Pshat. That is, this Shumas Hadeshen, and this Reb Kivega, and this Rashbam, and there's a lot more Rei to talk about on this idea, but it's really Mavur Minei Ubein Tosis. Because when we spoke out Tosis 2 days ago, Tosis asks the Kasha, Shmuel holds Ein Holchim Amam and Acher Aroiv. Why don't you say Kal v'chomer from Dinei Nefashos? If by Dinei Nefashos you go, this is very geshmak, it's G'day Halka. If by Dinei Nefashos you go Basarayv, so Kal v'chomer you go Basarayv by Dinei Nefashos. Frek, the Welt. Why Tosis ask Kal v'chomer? Why don't Tosis say more Pashit? Achi Rabbi Mahatis. You always go Basarayv by Dinei Mamas. First Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. I'm going to start in Metz Shem in a few months. Dinei Maminus Bishloisha. That's how the Masechta starts. So, in order to pass in Dinei Maminus, does Reuven owe Shem money? Does he not owe Shem money? So you go to a Bezdin, three Dayanim. Why three? Because you need a majority. Whatever two of the three say, that's what we're going to pass. And if two say Reuven owes money, Reuven owes money. If two say Reuven doesn't owe, he doesn't owe money. Why? Because Achir Rabbi Mahatis. It's Dinei Maminus. How did Shmuel learn the first Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin? The territory is Holchav Maman Achar Roy. So, Frek, the Welt. If Tosis had a kasha from why is it that Ein Hocham Aman Acharoiv Maishna from Kala Terekula, why did he have to say Kal V'chomer from the Nefashis? I mean, it's Geshmak to Kal V'chomer, but why didn't he ask a more Pashat kasha? Why did Tosis start and say that Ein Hocham Aman Acharoiv? Of course, by Din Amanus Mishloishi, you see you go Basarayv. Zok the Welt, the Chilik is Pashat. Because it's true by Achir Rabbi Mahatis you go Basarayv. But what kind of Roiv is Achir Rabbi Mahatis? Das ist Rube die Isse Kamon. Rube die Isse Kamon, aber warte, you go Basaroy. Even if you are MS, you go Basaroy by Rube die Isse Kamon. Shmuel was mechadish that by Rube the Lesser Kamon, you don't go Basaroy. Rube the Lesser Kamon, I can't bring a rive from Achir Rav Mahatis. Zog Toysfis, but I know that by a Rube the Lesser Kamon, you go Basaroy, even by Dinei Nefashis. So if by Dinei Nefashis, you go Basaroy, Rube the Lesser Kamon, then Kavachomer by Dinei Mamnis, you should go Basaroy by Rube the Lesser Kamon. Zog Toysfis, there's a chilek. Dinei Mamnis, smich mutal lechazaka, which you have by a Rube the Lesser Kamon, by Dinei Nefashis, you don't have the smech mitzvah, there's no cheskes mammon, so you don't have the smech mitzvah chazok over there, it's going to be different. But Tosis couldn't ask from Achir Rabbi Mahatis, Minei Ubei, that you see go but your boss arrive, because Minei Ubei by Achir Rabbi Mahatis, over there, it's a Ruba de Issa Kamani, you can't bring a raya from Ruba de Issa Kamani. The MS is, if you look in Tosis and Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel on the days, it's Mefurish and Tosis. Just read Tosis inside. Dinei mammon is like Koshki, Tema, the Beresha Meche Peretz Kama Shmuel, the Ein Hocha B'mammon Acharoi. V'anai loy nelef, Kal v'chomer medine nefashis. Ve'en loymar, says Tosfos, the dine nefashis gufayu loyozlin on basaruba. Beruba the lesser kamon, ela beruba the isa kamon, da beresh perak mensayru meyra mashma, the bechol dinon, duchta zlin on basaruba, medine nefashis. Kigoin roiv noshin, letes yaldon, veruba the inchi de toybe bura the archa. And that's a ruba the lesser kamon. It's before Shin Tosfos Sanhedrin. It's before Shin Tosfos Sanhedrin that the reason Tosfos asked from dine nefashis is because Tosfos wanted to bring a raya that you go Basarayv even by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. I've had Achir Rabbi Mahatis, but that's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. Ruba the Issa Kamon is different. Again, why is Ruba the Issa Kamon different? Because by Ruba the Issa Kamon, when the Rav and the Mir are in front of you, we're not Machshiv the Mir at all. When are you Machshiv the Mir? You only Machshiv the Mir when it's not here. Then you Machshiv it, thus, Smich Mutal Lechazaka, and you can't go Basarayv. But when the Mir is in front of you and the Rav is in front of you, that Mir is Kamanda Lechazadami. As a result, you can't say Smich Mutal Lechazaka. Just going to point out one thing. This is a little bit of a chiddush. It's a little bit of a chiddush. Although, Reb Kideger, the Chumas Hadeshen, he has a right from Rashi, Kedushin, the Pam and Aleph. I wish we had time to speak this out. I really do, but we don't. But there's a raya from a Gemara early above a Basra, Daf Chavdal Ramad Aleph. There's a lot of Geshmaka Mekoiris to this. But one great Sakasha. Now, you know what? We're going to go right there. It's just another half hour of raid here. Just can't do it. Zok the Gemara right there. But Mamish stopping, like, middle of the, yeah, good. Zok de Gemara, Martiv Shel Yayin. Martiv Shel Yayin. So the Mishnah said, if somebody sells a cellar of wine, it's understood that some of the barrels may be sour. So Makabalol of Esakoisisois Lemeya, says the Gemara. Hey Chidam, what was the language that was used between the buyer and the seller when this seller of wine was sold? Idam, the Martiv Shel Yayin Stam. If the seller told the buyer, I'm selling you a martiv shel yayin. Stop, he didn't say anything more than that. I'm selling you a martiv shel yayin. Kash, I'm going to have a kash, says the Gemara. And if the seller said, I'm selling you this martiv shel yayin, this seller, kash, I'm also going to have a kash. What are these kashes? If he said martiv zeh, the kash is as follows. Tiny ruin to the braiso. Martiv shel yayin ani moicher loch. This Gemara is not hard, but at the same time, if you don't hold cheshben, It's going to go right over your head. So Martiv Shalyayin Adi Meichel Lach. If somebody says that I'm selling you a Martiv Shalyayin, Stam. He didn't say Zeh. Martiv Shalyayin Adi Meichel Lach. Noisen Lo Yayin Shekula Yafa. He has to give wine that's all good. Meaning the wine has to be 100% good. If there's any issue with the wine, it's a Mekach Tois. Martiv Zeh Shalyayin Adi Meichel Lach. If the Meichel says, I'll sell you this cellar of wine. Noisen Lo Yayin Adi Meichel Lach. Then even if the wine is bad, apparently the wine that they used to sell in the stores was bad wine. The sellers would sell it as it was going bad. Right? You want to get rid of the stuff that has a near-term expiration date. That's the stuff. See, even the wine that they sell in the stores, that's like a way of saying really, really bad wine. So even the yain hanimcha b'chanos, even that's okay. Why? Because he said this martiv. So whatever this martiv is, that's what I'm giving you. Martiv ze ani meichelach. What if the seller said, I'm selling you this cellar? He didn't even say the word wine. Then the halacha is afilu kulei chaymetz. Even if it's all vinegar, he giyoy. The halacha is that the buyer has no choice but to take it. So again, there's three levels in this brisa. If a person says martiv shal yayin ani meichelach, doesn't say martiv ze. I'm selling you a martiv shal yayin, and it's understood you're selling good wine. If he says martiv shal yayin ze ani meichelach, whatever it is, as long as it's wine, you got to take it. If he says martiv, I'll sell you the cellar. He didn't even say the word wine. Then even if it's vinegar, the buyer has to take it. What's the kasha? Those are doing our Mishnah. Because what our Mishnah say? The halacha is, if you sell a seller, 10% can be bad. That's not the halacha. If he said martiv stam, it all has to be good. If he said martiv zeh, then it could all be bad. It doesn't really matter what it is. And if he didn't say yayin, then it could even be vinegar. It's a different rule than the rule of the Mishnah. So how does the Mishnah, Shtim with the Brice, says, the Mishnah is talking about where he said Martiv Stam. The Brice said when you say Martiv Stam, it has to be all good. The Tani, Bereshit, the Brice. You have to edit the Brice a little bit. Not 100% good. I mean, it has to be all good. Stating that. 10%, that already we're going to look away from. But faith to Gemara, Bistam Mima Kabbal, is that true? But Tony Reb Chia said, if somebody sells a Chavis Yayin to his friend, it has to be all good. So you see, it has to be all good, not just 90% good. Shani Chavis to Kulachat Chamer. No, there he sold a Chavis. He sold a bottle of wine. Yeah, if you sell a bottle of wine and it's 90% good, that's a Mekach Tois. But if you sell a cellar of wine and 90% of the bottles in the cellar are good, that's already different. But Freit the Gemara, I'll ask you another kasha. But Tony Rav Zvid, Pidvei Rav Yishia, Rav Zvid, said over the following braisa, Martiv Shal Yayin Ani Meichelach. If somebody says, I'll sell you a Martiv Shal Yayin, Noisin Lo Yayin Shekul Yof, it has to be all good. Martiv Zeh Shal Yayin Ani Meichelach. He added the word Zeh. So what did the previous braisa say when you say Zeh? As long as it's wine. It could be horrible wine. The wine they sell in the stores, it's going bad. It's going to expire in 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Zeh, as long as it's wine, you have to take it. This price says something else. The wine has to be good. However, is the mayor. But we will look away from the 10%. And Rav Zvid said, this was the Martiv Shal Yayin that the Mishnah was talking about, where the buyer would have to look away from 10% because it's understood that 10% of the barrel of the bottles may be bad. It was talking about where he said Zeh. What's the kasha? We just said that when you say Zeh, what's the halacha? The halacha is you can take anything. When is it true that it has to be good minus the 10%? Stam. And even though the Brisa didn't say that, what did the Brisa say? That when you say Stam, it has to be Kula Yafa. Tani, we edited the Brisa and said that no, 10% you could look away from. This Brisa says just the opposite. This Brisa says when you say Stam, then it has to be Yayin Shekula Yafa. When is the halacha that mekabel of esek koisus l'meya? When you said zeh. So it's the Gemara, okay, elamas yisanami da amalei zeh. So let the Mishnah talk about where he said zeh. Meaning, the previous price that didn't say zehu oitzeh shashanu chachamim, we were just trying to figure out what the Mishnah was talking about. Was it talking about stam? Was it talking about zeh? We thought it was more convenient to say that Mishnah's talking about stam, but in light of this new brisa, it's more convenient. It's a mefurish brisa. The brisa says that when you say zeh, the halacha is kula yafa minus the 10 barrels. But the Gemara says kasha zeh zeh. Okay, so good. The Mishnah is talking about Zeh. But at the end of the day, you have a stira between the two prices. Because the first price says when you say Zeh, as long as it's wine, you have to take it. Second price says that when you say Zeh, it has to be all good, minus the 10%. So, the Gemara loy kasha. Hada amalei lemikvah. Hada loy amalei lemikvah. One price is talking about where he said, I'll sell you Zeh, but the wine that I'm selling you is going to be used for cooking. The other price is talking about when he said, I'll sell Zeh, but he didn't use the word cooking. Why would cooking be different? Because when people buy wine to cook, they don't use it that fast. Rashbam says they use it ma'at ma'at. You pour a little bit of wine, you use it for your dressings, whatever you're using it for. You're pickling, but it's gonna be used ma'at ma'at, as opposed to when you buy wine to drink. So in one sitting, you knock it out. So the understanding when you say lemikvah is that it's going to be used over an extended period of time. It's going to be used over an extended period of time, then it has to be good wine. So the Rav Zvid, that was the second brisa, where even when you say zeh, that lachas has to be good, minus the 10 bottles, the amalei lemikvah, being that he said lemikvah, over there it has to be good. This is not mikvah, mikvah. Brisa, for those listening in the car, brisa, the amalei lemikvah, the brisa is the way we didn't say lemikvah. Oh, if you didn't say lemikvah, there the halacha is, no matter what it is, as long as it's wine, it's going to be okay. Zok the Gemara Hilchah. So let's summarize what we have over here. Martiv shal yayin for amalei lemikvah. If a person said martiv shal yayin stam and he said lemikvah, no, it's not yashkot. That's pasha. It has to be all good. Martiv zesh shal yayin for amalei lemikvah. If he said martiv zesh shal yayin and he added the word lemikvah, no, it's not yayin shkula yof. Then it has to be all good. Umekabel all of asakaisa. So it's lemeh. How did we know this? Because we just said the second brisa was talking about, Rav Zvid brisa was talking about when he said lemikvah. So the ratio of Rav Zvid's brisa was yofa. Yayin stam, it has to be kula yafa. Yayin ze, noisly haich kula yafa, makabal of esakosis. It was talking about where he said lemikfa. So for that reason, you see clearly what the halacha is going to be. Martiv ze shal yayin veloy omale lemikfa. What if it was martiv ze and he didn't say lemikfa? So that was the second part of the previous brisa. Noisly yayin nimti bechanos. Then he has to take whatever he wants to give him. Iba yaluhu. But the Gemara says what's not clear is martiv shal yayin veloy omale lemikfa. What if he said yayin stam, but he didn't say lemikfa? Meaning there's four permutations. Yayin stam, he said lemikfa. Yayin sen, he said lemikfa. Yayin stam, he didn't say lemikfa. Yayin ze, and he didn't say lemikfa. Says the Gemara, Yayin Stam, and he said lemikfa, that's a mafurisha brisa. That's the second brisa. It's talking about where he said lemikfa. What's the halacha? Kula yafa. Yayin Zeh, and he said lemikfa, that's also the second brisa. What's the halacha? Kula yafa, minus 10 bottles. Yayin Stam, and he didn't say lemikfa, that's the safe of the first brisa. What's the halacha? The halacha is he has to take it as is. Yayin Stam, and he didn't say lemikfa, that the Gemara doesn't know what the halach is. Now, at first glance, you say, that's mamish, the first brisa. That's going to be one of the two opinions of the Gemara. The reason the Gemara is a little bit unsure is because the second brisa was talking about lemikfa. And what did the second brisa say? Yayin stam, when he said lemikfa, yayin shekula yafa. It's a little bit mashma. Only yayin stam, when he said lemikfa, does it have to be yayin shekula yafa. But if it would be yayin stam and he didn't say lemikfa, maybe it doesn't have to be kula yafa. So there's really two ways to look at it. The first glance is what you said, but there's two ways to look at it. That's the Gemara. Iba yilu martiv shiayin v'lo yamalei lemikvah mai. Pligi bar avachav rabbi. Chadam once a mekabel that he has to take upon himself the 10%. V'chadam aloi mekabel man da amem mekabel, the one that says he has to take upon the naik midrav zvit. Diktani martiv shiayin ani moichaloi noisun lo yayin shekula yafa. Because the second brisa said yayin snam noisun yayin shekula yafa. And we made an akimt in the second brise, it's talking about lemikvah. Time, adamalei lemikvah. It's mash, but it's only true because he said lemikvah. Halo yamalei lemikvah, but had he not said lemikvah, mekabel. Then the halacha would have been that he has to be mekabel. So you see, it's only yayin stam lemikvah, like the second brise with halacha is yayin shekula yafa. Otherwise, no, you have to take the 10%. Uman damalei mekabel, the man that says no, yayin stam, no lemikvah. 100% daik mi brisa. He was daik from the first brisa. Because what did the first brisa say? Diktani martiv shiayin ani moichaloch. You know, it's not yayin shekula yafa. Vaikim no doli amalei lemikva. We said that the first brisa. That's what you said. Tzvi is talking about. We didn't say lemikva. And what do you see from there? You see that the first brisa we didn't say lemikva. The halacha is yayin stam. He has to give it kula yafa. So that's two ways to look at it. Pligi bar Rav Achav Ravina. Freit the Gemara. The man that daik mit Rav Zvid kasha brisa. The man that was daik from Rav Zvid, that yayin stam, no lemikvah, the buyer has to take the 10%. He has to eat that 10%. What's he going to do with the reisha? The reisha is very mashmanat. So the Gemara chsurim mechzav achitani. Where you have to read the first brice is with a chsurim mechzav. But medvar mamurim, when is it true that yayin stam, you have to take yayin shekula yafa, damalei lemikvah, halayamalei lemikvah, but if he didn't say lemikvah, mekabel. I mean, you have to make a chesurim mechzitz, only when he said lemikvah. Umartav zeh shal yayin, v'loy omalei lemikvah, noisle yayin, anepil chanos. Uman dedaik mi braisa, the man dama that was medaik from the braisa, kashe derav zvid. Kasha is from Reb Zvid. What was the Kasha? The second Bryce is talking about where he said the mikvah. And it's mashma only there the halach is. If he didn't say the mikvah, he has to be makabel. So the Gemara says, no. Even if he didn't say the mikvah, he's not makabel. Why did he say the mikvah? The Kasha is as the akimta that the Gemara made of the mikvah was only regarding the zeh part of the Bryce. Very big kiddush. The Bryce was talking about where he sold Martav Shiyayin Stam. Martav Shliyayin Zeh. We had a kasha Zeh Azeh. The first price said when you sell Martav Shliyayin Zeh, what's the halacha? You have to take it as is. The second price said when you sell a Martav Shliyayin Zeh, what's the halacha? That it has to be Kula Yafa minus 10 barrels. To answer that stira, we said that the first price is talking about where you didn't say la mikvah. The second price is talking about where you did say la mikvah. The assumption was the whole price. Side the yayin stam chelik inside the yayin zech. The Gemara says, no, we only had a stira in the yayin zech. Being that we only had a stira in the yayin zech, it's only in the yayin zech where we have no choice but to make the akimta. But as it relates to the yayin stam, we never made that akimta. So maybe the second price is lav dafka talking about where he said la mikvah. Even if he didn't say la mikvah, the halacha is always going to be the same. Either way, again, it's not a shver gemara, but you really have to halt cup in order to go through it. Bottom line is that this last gemara we learned talks about yayin, which is going to be the topic of the daf over the next couple of days. So there's a few light dafin that are coming our way. But just before we conclude, I wanted to speak out something that a yid in Cleveland sent me related to, that's how he likes to be mentioned, that sent me this, it was Negea, last week's parsha. So last week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon lema." This is right after the misa of Nadav Avil. Yayin v'shechar al tesht. Ato uvanecha itach bevayachem alo yomoy v'lo yisamusu. Chukas ayom odayir seich. It's very important that the kayana, before they go into the Beis HaMikdash, should do the avoida. Yayin v'shechar al tesht. Cannot be inebriated. DUI, avoida under the influence, that's so he sent me an email. That there are certain times that there's a mitzvah for a person to drink wine. And he gave a few examples. By a chasana, Brotan Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra Simon Beis, that by a chasana, supposed to drink wine. A chanukah sabayis, Magen Avraham says it in Simon, Tovkuf Samaches, that by a chanukah sabayis, it's a minik toiv to drink wine. A suda soida for a chaylush and a serapa. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Erechayim. Simin reish yotes. A bris mila. Yeridea simin reish samachay. Kiddush v'avdala. That's self-explanatory. Sudas purim. Chay v'nishal psumi b'puri. We all know that. And a siya mesechta yeridea simin reish memvav. So there are certain places in halacha where it's brought down that there's a mitzvah to drink wine. Hatta. That it's all merumas in this pasuk. The pasuk starts off and says, "Yayin v'shecher al tesh." It's not good to drink too much wine. Wine can bring to a bad things. Kalaroya soita b'kukula yazas mina yayin nichnas yayin yotzasoy. We spoke about that on Sunday. So drinking too much wine is not good. Stating that, there are exceptions. What are the exceptions? The first exception is what the pasuk says: "Ata uvanecha itach." That's a remez to a marriage. Ata uvanecha itach. Get married. You have children. The second is the next words of the pasuk. Bevayachem alo yomayit. That's a remez to Chanukah Sabayis. Veloy samusu. That's a remez to a chaylash and a srapa. He didn't die. He was saved. Chukas oylam l'dayroi seichem. That's brismila. Brismila is known as chukas oylam. Stach l'dayroi seichem. The pasuk continues and says, ulahavdol ben ha-kodesh u-ben ha-chayl. That's kiddush and avdallah. Kodesh and chayl. U-ben ha-tomei u-ben ha-tar. That's purim. Chay v'nish l'psumi v'puria. Ad lo yoda. Ben Ar Hamal Baruch Mardchai Ula Hayrois Es Bnei Yisrael Es Kol Achukim. That's a remez to a Siyam Masechta. When a person learns, he finishes a Masechta. Yizoich La Hayrois Es Bnei Yisrael Es Kol Achukim. So the pasuk starts Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish. But Atu Vanecha Itach. Literally, word after word is a remez for all these other times where there's actually a mitzvah for a person to drink wine.